This episode is brought to you by Kraken Pro. Good trades travel fast. Kraken Pro is a powerful crypto trading platform built for lightning-fast trades with real-time analytics and more. Head to pro.kraken.com and trade like a pro. Not investment advice. Crypto trading involves risk of loss.
This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Pure Leaf crafts real brewed iced tea using the highest quality tea leaves, made with no artificial flavors and nothing that doesn't make Pure Leaf Iced Tea better. Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Real variety, real brewed. Visit pureleaf.com/buy now.
Today's show is brought to you by an announcement from Jason Gore. You remember the man the AV Club called the saving grace from Meet My Friends, the Friends? Now get ready for a special announcement for something even bigger. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, hosted by me, Tom Sharpling, and this is another episode of it. This is the show in which we recap an episode of Friends with each episode of the podcast, and we're going to go do another one and talk about another one. And yeah, this is still so long. There's 14 seconds to go now, but let's go and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends. Hey, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host, and I'm here with Pat, the engineer. Pat, how are you?
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Good. So this episode is the one with the list, and this is...
Excuse me.
Okay, that's... Hold on. You're actually making me cough by a... Are you sick?
No. Okay. This is allergies. This is the season that it happens to me.
So, all right.
Yeah. I took some allergy medication. Cool. And we are actually good. Great. Good right here.
Good. Okay. This one is the one with the list, which kind of follows after the one from last week, which is the one where Rachel finds out, and this is written by Marta Kaufman and David Crane's show creators, and directed by Mary Kay Place, the actor Mary Kay Place, directing this episode. This one aired on November 16th, 1995. And the story here, Chandler gets a new computer, and he's all excited about that. And then Ross is kind of caught between... his two potential ladies. He's got Rachel, who he kissed in the previous episode, and then he's got Julie, his other girlfriend. I'm gonna pot you down a little bit because the
yeah, that one just got in. I couldn't hold that one out.
Yeah. He's got Julie, his current girlfriend, and Rachel, who he had a meaningful encounter with. And he's not sure what to do, so he talks to Joey and Chandler, and Chandler says, let's make a list of the pros and cons of each of the potential ladies, and then you can figure it out. And he starts saying things that Rachel is ditzy and is just a waitress, and Julie is also a scientist like him, or paleontologist. And then Rachel... Ross chooses Rachel, but then Rachel sees the list and is horribly upset by it and doesn't want to be with Ross. And she's very hurt by it. And then
this is a classic, Tom. This is.
Let me just finish summing it up, though. Oh, meanwhile, sure. Monica is hard at work looking for a job, and she ends up coming up with recipes for something called Mocklet, which is a mock chocolate. Coming up with Thanksgiving recipes, and for a synthetic chocolate substitute that's really pretty disgusting. And yeah, so that's the episode, is about that. Now, you were saying, Pat, this is a classic by your estimation.
Listen, if we did a top 10, and we should be at this point, because we're second season in, but this would be up there. I would put this in the top five in the Friends verse
of all time.
Yes.
Wow.
This is a classic.
Yeah, I thought it was a great episode. The Mocklet stuff is very funny. Michael McKean is playing the executive, pushing the Mocklet, Courtney Cox is very funny on with that as a possibility of a job. Phoebe does a song in it about the love triangle, which is great.
More music,
yes. I guess I have to do ads. Today's show, it's a repeat from last week. I'm just playing this as is, and let's take a listen to today's sponsor.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jason Gore. I'm back. And this time, I'm bringing my all-new Recap podcast with me. I know I said terrible things about Recap podcasts in the past. I said they were dumb, the bottom of a shitty barrel, and respected comedy career destroyers. But maybe that's just because I wasn't doing one. I wasn't in control. I'm very much in control now. The dawn of the True Recap podcast is upon us. It's time for me to take a quantum leap ahead of all other Recap podcasts. Look, we're not going to annoy you with any of the truly bad stuff.
And then Chandler said this to Monica. What's Rachel doing? Joey's in the basement.
Trust me, I've been there, and nobody wants or needs that. So meet me in this adventure, my friends, and we'll say, oh boy, and take a leap into better Recap podcasting together. Taking the Leap with Jason Gore, coming soon.
Yeah, so that's coming soon. Jason Gore, former Friends, Meet My Friends, the Friends podcast producer, or not producer, definitely not producer, engineer.
Definitely not. And former, we'll say former.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is engineer, has his own show now. And I don't want to get too much into it. Just a look behind the curtain is that the bumpers we had for the different segments vanished. And after Jason left, I believe he went into my computer and your computer, Pat, and removed them. I don't have proof that he did. He alluded to it. Are you sure you're not sick? This is because I don't
want to. Spring is sprung.
Okay.
Spring has sprung.
Okay. I don't want to get sick. And I've said it before. I've said it 100. I say it during the best show, and I'll say it for this show now too.
Every year around this time, I get allergies. Every year.
Gotcha. I don't want anybody to be a hero.
This is allergies for me. Every year, you know, around this time, I'm stuffy. I'm
okay.
My eyes. Listen.
I don't want. I've said it for the best show, and I say it for this show.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Elevate your company's mental health strategy with Calm Business, a preventive self-care tool your employees can access anytime, anywhere to manage stress and anxiety and sleep better than ever before. And with enterprise-grade management tools and analytics, Calm Business gives you data insights into what your workforce needs to be happier and healthier. Calm Business, mental wellness in the palm of your hand. Learn more at business.calm.com.
I don't want anybody to be a hero and come in and do a show when they're sick and then put everyone else at risk of getting sick. I don't want that. And I've said it, and I mean it. If it's just allergies,
that means you won't get sick because it is. And if there's anything that's making me feel sick, it's hearing that guy's voice. The thing that you just played, that makes me feel ill.
Well, I can't do anything about that. It was part of the arrangement is that he got to promote his upcoming Quantum Leap podcast.
It was part of the barter.
Yes.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we, this episode has Chandler pretends to read a short story that he claims is the list that isn't the list. And it's very funny. Music they have With or Without You plays in the episode on the radio.
Beautiful
song. And it's a U2 song, and there's a twist on it which is kind of clever, where it's a dedication from Ross to Rachel, to and then the DJ interrupts the song partway through and says, Rachel just called in and said what you did to her, and I don't want to send this out to you anymore. Like, I'm withdrawing this dedication. And then there's a Grantley Buffalo version of In My Room, the Beach Boys song on the soundtrack. And now, again, this episode aired on November 16th, 1995. Pat, we put the This Day in Friends history on ice, but you said you had one for today. What is
it's a quickie. Can I do a quickie?
Yeah.
All right. This is a quickie. This day in Friends history, Queen Mother Elizabeth goes under hip surgery. Yeah. So you got a hip show, you got a hip surgery.
Sure. So she went in to get hip surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. 95.
Yeah. So great episode. Friends first for this episode.
Friends first.
It's a weird Friends first this time. It's the first time in the entire 10 episode run that they've minimized the Thanksgiving. Pat just left the room. I don't know. He's sick. There's no way he's not sick. I'm telling you, he's sick. That is not allergies. It's the only time in the 10 episode run that they didn't sit down for a Thanksgiving meal together in what would be the Thanksgiving episode. And Thanksgiving is briefly mentioned when it comes to Monica trying to get the Mocklet job.
I would argue that the term, excuse me. I'm sorry. I would argue that the term Friendsgiving comes from this show and the episodes that they had where they're all eating together. Have I said that before?
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Okay. We've done a lot of these so
that's
far.
That's fine. Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Monica in this one claims to be allergic to cat hair, but in the... Okay, seriously. You can
I thought
just you, turn away. I'm not if you don't have to if you don't have to talk.
I thought you had my mic.
Raise your hand. At that point. Okay. Your mic's hot.
Yeah.
Raise your hand. Just turn away either turn your mic off and you raise your hand when you want to talk, or you can turn away and when you have something to say rather than blow your nose into the
mic. Want to start this one over? Let's start this one
over. No, I'm not going to start the episode over. It's almost done. So the fun Friends fact was that Monica claims to be allergic to cat hair, but in the previous episode, the one where Ross finds out, not where Rachel finds out, Ross finds out, she mentions she once owned a cat, but ironically, in the episode called The One with the Cat, Monica is able to pet and be around Phoebe's cat with no allergic reaction. She also, the one where they're out on the thing, I think it's the blackout episode. There's a cat in that one. She's not thrown by that cat either. It's a little character inconsistency there, but who knows? I guess allergies or something else, huh? I guess allergies.
Yeah, I was actually raising my hand at that point because I was going to turn away.
Okay. You don't have to raise your hand to turn away.
That was the system we just came up with. You came up with.
No. Line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Michael McKean's character is Mr. Restatter. And he's saying to Monica, who's interviewing for this job, but we're thinking, given the right marketing, we can make Thanksgiving the Mocklet holiday. Monica, wow. Restatter, because Monica now has the chocolate in her mouth. Aren't you going to swallow that? And she says, just waiting for it to stop bubbling, which is, yeah. So the rank the episode, we don't have a bumper for that. And speaking of the bumpers, we still have the other ones. You were talking, Pat, about the bumpers.
Yeah, I would create one. I'm putting my energy into one, and that is happening. So stay tuned, because this one is going to be, I'm going to say, tighter than anything Jason has done. I don't want to keep saying his name here, but
all right. Well, when you're ready, we're ready.
I was going to say the With or Without You is a little bit of it's a through line in Friends. It actually, this is the second time I think it's used. It comes back again in the one where Ross and Rachel take a break. That's my fun fact.
Oh, that's a good one. The With or Without You
it's used there.
Okay. Rank the episode. Very good episode. The five of them have funny things to do while Ross and Rachel have their dramatic storyline. Then there's good dramatic acting from Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer. 9 out of 10 Friends. 9 Friends out of a possible 10. Let's rank the Friends. This time it's Phoebe, Monica, Joey, Rachel, Chandler, and in the basement, Ross, because of the horrible list he puts together. Very hurtful. I don't blame Rachel for being hurt by it. And yeah, so that's this episode. And thanks for listening, everybody, to Meet My Friends, the Friends, and we will be back with another episode where we talk about Friends again, and thanks for listening, and thanks to Josh Cantor for his theme music.
Is the air on right now?
What's that?
Is the air on?
The air, it might be on a little bit, but that's not why the air is not making you cough.
No, but it might be cycling.
Okay, all right.
I actually felt
we're done. The show's done.
All right.